It's my pleasure this evening to welcome Father Joe Guile. He's the Dean of Studies at our House of Formation and intimately involved in helping our collegiate seminarians prepare in this early stages of preparation for the priesthood. And he's a vocation from Blessed Sacrament Parish. And I thought this was a momentous occasion for us to invite some of the priests that have been here in the past. It happens to be quite a journey for some of them, so we're thankful that Father was able to be here. And this is sort of a strange, in a certain way, way to start out 40 hours devotion. About 2 months ago, I was out of town at a funeral, ironically, and Samantha texted me and said, we have to change the date because we can't have a Mass of the Most Holy Eucharist on November 2nd. So All Souls Day is sort of a day that's kind of on its own. The only day that overtakes it is a Sunday, and you can't bump it for anything. But I thought that that worked out perfectly, so the Mass prayers are all, in a general way, they're prayers for the faithful departed. And when you think about 40 years ago, the pastor who began our Adoration Chapel has gone on to God, and so have many, although not most, of the people who were the first adorers in our chapel. And so it's fitting as we start our 40 hours devotion on this All Saints, All Souls Day, that we remember so many people that gave an hour to the Lord every week in the presence of the Most Blessed Sacrament who have gone on to God. And that's who the Mass intention is for me this evening. For all those people who have been adorers of the Lord, who have gone to meet him. And our prayer is that there's no more veil. It's just them with the unadulterated Blessed Trinity in a perfect unity. And so every time you go into that chapel, even though that might not be your specific intention, every time you might not think about that, but yet, that's what you should be longing for. There's a wonderful lady in my last parish in Parsons. Somebody skipped the hour who was supposed to relieve her. And she said, I just looked at the Lord and said, well, I want to spend eternity with you, so I guess I'll just get started now. And that's what adoration is. It's a little sense of beginning eternity right here on earth. And so it's really a powerful thing that you all come here once a week, maybe more than once a week, sometimes at midnight, sometimes at 5 a.m. or 10 p.m, whatever your hour is, and you kneel down before the Lord with whom you hope to spend eternity. And when we listen to this gospel, the Eucharistic discourse of John's gospel is so powerful because the Lord has left us this sacrament to prepare us for that very eternity we long for. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. And the logic of knowing that Jesus Christ is present really, truly, and substantially in the Most Holy Eucharist means that we not only receive him, although that's super important, but we also adore him. Now, sometimes, particularly in the 16th century, there were people who had a problem with that. He said, take and eat. He didn't say, bow down. But the logic, the Catholic logic is, if this is really, truly, and substantially Jesus Christ, why wouldn't you bow down? Why wouldn't you spend time with him? Why wouldn't you bring all your petitions before him in this sacramental, real presence of the Lord? And that's what we've been doing in this parish for 40 years. It was just 2 years before, in 1981, that John Paul II wrote a document, it was probably not very well read, called Dominica Cene, on the Lord's Supper. And in that, he spent a good deal of that he put very clearly, and it was to priests, it was to everybody, but this part was to priests, stop messing around with the liturgy. For those of you who are old enough to remember the 1970s, it wasn't necessarily happy memories of how God was worshiped. And so when the Pope became the Pope in 1978, and getting to go all around the world, seeing how the problems that existed, he wrote this document, first telling people, priests and bishops, to do what the church says should be done when we worship God. But then a little bit later in the document, he did something that was really radical in 1981. He called for adoration chapels. He wanted the lay people to have perpetual adoration. Up until the 1980s, that was something that was only reserved for a few different religious orders. It was not something that happened regularly in parishes. And so if you think about that, in just 2 years, Father Bieberle and so many of our lay faithful said, let's do it. And they did. And our parish has been a beneficiary of that dedication to the Lord for 40 years now. And so today, as we prepare to continue the celebration of the Mass, which will then lead into exposition, we're mindful of all those people who have died. And we pray in a special way that if they're in purgatory, that they'll be sped into heaven. And if they're already in heaven, that they'll continue to pray for us, that we can be strengthened by that hour we spend with the Lord and by the holy communions that we make, that we can truly be transformed. Because that's why we have Holy Communion, that we become, as St. Augustine says, what we have received. And when that happens on earth, we'll be perfectly ready to enter heaven.